Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. How much more do you need to know than that? We don't know what we're doing. That's the key. We have no idea what's going to happen. Absolutely zero idea. And we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one serving of spicy Wiener Schnitzel. Pork cutlets soaked in onions, peppers, and maple glaze. Chicken peppercorn, all served on egg noodles with a cream cheese sauce. Hey, it's German food, so throw in a warm apple bread pudding. Yikes! How's that sound? Not too shabby. Not too shabby. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Devotional diamonds of the day. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Man, do those things grow. I don't know what it is. It just every weekend, my life's insanities, they just increase. Life lessons for faith that we can actually use, but probably won't. Why? Well, because a lot of us are probably lazy, and the rest of us just won't try. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? No idea. Also, review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're also answering life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, I've got a barn burner. Here is life's question. Ready? Here it is. It has to do with video gaming. So for those of you that are gamers, you got to listen. Here it is. Ready? Why is Donkey Kong called Donkey Kong since he's actually a monkey? Why is it called Donkey Kong? He's a monkey. And even the big guy's a monkey or a gorilla or something. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Poison, tasty fish. Concentrate.
I want Grogu!
Yeah, right then. We're also doing that thing. We're living life as a Christian, that thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues. Riveting interviews. Fascinating callers. We got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, somebody famous is going to be on the air.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Important new regulations by the FHA taking effect October 1st will drastically limit your options at obtaining a reverse mortgage. Take action now. A new lowered principal limit will completely overhaul the reverse mortgage program, essentially limiting the amount of cash and benefits a senior receives. Hey, Mark Larson here. With a government-insured reverse mortgage, you can receive a large amount of cash, eliminate your mortgage payments entirely, or even purchase a home with no income or credit score requirements. But get in before the changes take effect to get your HUD-required reverse mortgage counseling done before the end of September. Join Mehran Aram and his Aramco team at the lovely Tuscany restaurant in Carlsbad October 10th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Call for details today if you or your spouse are 62 or older. 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Kevin Davis here with my friend Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, you've got an exciting new program going on right now, don't you?
Hi, Kevin. We sure do. You know, all summer I've been talking about the wonderful specials we've been offering here at Monta Vista, and now we've opened up a new opportunity for folks who want to move to a senior living community, but it might have been a little over budget for them. Rates for this new program start at $1,300 a month.
Wow.
I mean, wow, I know. Kevin, I've been here for 13 years, and we have never had an opportunity like this to make Monta Vista Village available to so many people. This is a fabulous time to join us and take advantage of all the activities activities, our wonderful walking paths, transportation, and of course the opportunity for conversation with your peers. So don't stay at home by yourself. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331 and see what your life could be like.
Take advantage of these great rates now. 619-465-1331. License number 374-600-564.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, you can always reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Stay with us. Facebook, go there and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And also follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because that's my handle. That's it. That's my handle. Every once in a while, I get to do some interviews that are kind of like off the charts. And when that happens, I get excited because it's for me, it's like a lot of fun. It's like a playground. And with me on the phone right now is Ann Graham Lotz, who is a well-known, well-respected, top-tier, top five maybe, one of the evangelists in America in the last so many years. And I just want to say welcome to the show, Ann. It's great to have you.
David, thank you so much. I'm just so glad to be with you.
All right, so we've got a couple things that we want to talk about real quickly. I know you've got a significant event coming up on September 22nd, and it's going to be taking place at Maranatha Chapel, and that's going to be over at 10752 Coastwood Road. And I'm excited for that, and you're going to be getting together with Pastor Bentley, and you guys are going to be having a service where you're going to actually have a time of worship, personal Q&As, which is incredible. I love that. Then you're going to be also having a message opportunity where you're going to be talking about his wounds heal, and then you're going to do an invitation, and then you're also going to have some book signing. So first of all, anybody that doesn't come is nuts. Okay, let's just start there. Second of all, I got to ask you these questions because I want to talk about the book, and I want to talk about the event. But in the event, you guys are doing something that I don't see a lot, and that's the Q&A part. What brought you and Pastor Bentley to decide to do a Q&A, a questions and answers process?
We were just discussing what we might want to do for that evening, and I'm like you, I love Q&A, whether it's I enjoy participating so that people are asking me questions, but I also enjoy listening to other people being asked questions. You know, it's you just sometimes you draw things out in an informal setting like that that you don't when it's a formal presentation. And Pastor Ray is a very dear friend. His wife is one of my closest friends, actually, and I did this in Jerusalem this past year. I took a group of people to Israel, and it was a very time when Pastor Ray and his wife were there. So I did a Q&A with Pastor Ray and Tom Doyle just for my tour group. It was fabulous, you know, and I just think it enables people to get a sense of who the person is and to sort of go deeper in the subject than, and maybe not deeper, but more personal in answer to questions than sometimes even the message. But I was just thinking about, you know, presenting this subject, and David, it's a hard subject to talk about. So one of the things I told Pastor Ray is that maybe we would talk about my wounds or the way we're wounded in a Q&A, but then in the message, I would try to zero in on the fact that Jesus has been wounded too, you know, and we'll just look at his wounds and the difference that makes in our lives. And sometimes it's, you know, we think of him going to the cross and as a result, we're saved, but I think there's more to it than that. So And as wonderful as that is, I don't mean to make light of that at all, but it's, there's more to it. So I'm just coming out to talk about my wounds that hurt and his wounds that heal.
That's awesome. Excellent answer. All right. And now I got to ask you this. This is kind of a sub-question to that, and I'm not expecting you to have like a perfect response, but knowing that you've done a Q&A like this before, okay, and then you're going to do it in this subject of wounding, which for me is a huge subject. I'm one of those people that understand the sheep that ate the shepherd, and I'm also an understander of the shepherd that ate the sheep. So I kind of get both those realms.
Yeah.
But in that, have you done the Q&A in this topic, like specifically for this subject, or is this the new Q&A for the wounding topic?
No, you know, there's no, in fact, the Q&A is not really planned. So in other words, I have no idea what Pastor Ray may ask me, or I don't know if he's going to open it up to the audience. It's going to be very free form.
And that's cool.
And that way the Holy Spirit can just lead us in the direction he wants us to go. I have not done a platform type of Q&A on wounded. I've just come out of New York where I did, and Toronto, Canada, where I did, I've done quite a few interviews on wounded so that I've handled secular and religious press, but nothing like this that we'll do at Maranatha.
That's awesome. I mean, I just think that's such a spectacular idea that you and Pastor Ray and Vicky came up with. I mean, that's just really a solid mentality. That here's my first big question, and you can take as much time as you need to answer it, because I know it's a part of you. You've been wounded in the church, correct?
Right.
Can we talk a little bit about that without revealing too much? Can we share a little bit about that process?
Sure. And not just once, but multiple times. And not just by one person in the church, but by the whole church. You know, I've written it in the book, and I don't know if we'll touch on it next Sunday night, but there was one point. My husband and I had been in a church for 15 years. He was chairman of the board of deacons and head of the men's ministry, and I had leadership positions. Our children had been raised there, baptized there, and the church went through a leadership change. So the pastor had retired, and they were looking for another pastor. And they just felt, I'm assuming, that my husband and I would have too much influence over the congregation. So they just began to work, you know, behind closed doors, underneath the surface, and maneuvered to have a business meeting on a Sunday morning during the worship time, when they voted my husband out of his leadership positions. And when they did, the church applauded. And I remember walking out of that sanctuary just like it was yesterday, and we walked to the car in the parking lot, and my face was burning with humiliation. It's one of those things that's surreal. You feel like you want to pass out. You're dizzy. You almost can't believe this has just happened. But there are two things that I knew at that point, David, and one is that those people were not reflecting who God is. God was not like that church, and I knew that. I knew God well enough to know that they were not acting on his behalf. They were not spirit-led. And the second thing I knew is that I wanted to know him as he truly is, not by that tarnished reflection they were giving of him. I wanted to know him in his fullness. And, of course, the Bible tells us we can know him through Jesus. He's exactly like Jesus. And we can know him through the pages of our Bibles. And I wanted to know God, and then I want to make him known as authentically and as winsomely, as clearly as I can, so other people would want to know him because of what they see in me. If I had not known God, David, at that point, when that church acted the way they did, I wouldn't want to know God. I would have left the church and said, I want nothing more to do with God or his people. And I'm just so grateful that my faith at that point was developed to the point that I knew the difference between God's people and God, you know. And so I walked out of the church. I can't remember right then if I didn't go back, but I believe the Lord gave me scripture from Micah that very week that I wasn't to go back. My husband finished out, he was teaching Sunday school, so he had to finish out the quarter. But I've kept those two decisions. I want to know God, and I want to make him known with as much clarity and attractiveness as I can, truthfully. You know, I don't want to water things down or make him somebody he's not, but so that people, when they see me or hear me, they're drawn to him rather than driven away.
Yeah, excellent. That's just, and your experience, it's a hard heartbreaking experience. It was an excellent answer to the question. And one of the things that I picked up on that you were talking, because I've gone through the same type of experience that you went through. So that's why I like you. I mean, it's just because it's like, okay, I get it.
Well, you know, the sad thing, David, is that so many people have gone through this. I've gotten letters and emails since this book has been out. It's only been out right now for a week. And it just breaks my heart to hear the stories out there, the things that have been done in God's name by God's people to God's people. You know, it's just, it really is stunning. And it's and another response to when we were removed from that church that I had, rather than be hurt, bitter, angry, I was deeply grieved for the church as a whole. And that's what sparked the desire for revival. You know, and I've done Just Give Me Jesus revivals. We were in San Diego for a wonderful time in the year 2000. And I've been all over the world with Just Give Me Jesus revivals, just trying to wake up God's people in their relationship with God and do what I can in a small way to bring revival to the hearts of his people, because God's church needs reviving. You know, it's amazing how we think we can behave like that church behaved towards us and get away with it. And they get away with it in a sense, you know, but God keeps the books. One day he'll hold them accountable. But what they've done, I felt like when we left, the Spirit of God left. And the church is still fine. They have an endowment, so they're not even in any financial problem. They've gone from pastor to pastor, and they still have a couple hundred people there. And so, you know, they seem to have gotten by with it, but God keeps the books. And one day they're going to have to stand before him and ask why they did that at a time when the world needs desperately to hear the gospel. We desperately need to be strong in our faith so that we can stand these storms that are coming. And there they are doing something that was very unholy, unrighteous, and you know, I can't see in retrospect that it served them well at all.
Yeah, you know, what's amazing is when you're telling that story too, you had mentioned that actually one of the initiators of that process was, there was a fear maybe within the congregation, maybe within the leadership, that you guys had too much influence. Therefore, they went about into a rejection mode. And you look at that parallel in the Gospels, and you look at Jesus, who the Pharisees were afraid of because he was having such influence, so they rejected him. And they poured out that rejection, and it went hard. Now, that's not to say that church that you went through that process is, you know, exactly the Pharisees, but Christians do have an enormous amount or an unfortunate tendency to shoot their own. I mean, it's a fact of Christianity. I've only been a Christian a short time, 35 years, so it's a small amount of time. But in that 35 years, I've seen plenty of bullets going the wrong direction.
Yeah. You know, isn't that something? Before I can point my finger at the people that are shooting those bullets, one of the things I've realized about myself is that I'm also a wounder. And it's funny, I can see very clearly how you wound me, but I have a difficult time seeing how I wound you. And in the book, I call it spiritual macular degeneration, and it's just spiritual blindness. And I was home recently at my daddy's with my siblings, and it was the first time we'd all been together since Mother had moved to heaven. And so I asked Daddy at the table, would he want to say something to us? And he said, well, Ann, I'll wait till everybody's here. And I said, Daddy, everybody's here. And he said, where? So I pointed everybody out around the table, you know, and he laughed, and he said several years ago he was in the yard, and he was being bitten by these little bugs, and my sister called them no-see-ums. And he laughed, and he said, that's what you all are. He said, you're no-see-ums. And my daddy has macular degeneration. He can't focus in the mid part of his eye so that, you know, he can look at somebody but not see their face. And I, as soon as he said that, I knew that what a great illustration, because the sin in my life is a no-see-um. You know, I can see it in other people so clearly. I can define it. I can pinpoint it. But when it comes to mine, I have a very hard time seeing it. So there's one instance that I relate in the book where I was struggling. I had been wounded so deeply, and I could not understand why the person had done it. It was bizarre. It seemed out of the blue. It was very hurtful. And so I just asked the Lord to examine my heart. And when he did, he showed me something, a sin in my life that I didn't even know was sin. I think the trait in itself is not sinful, but the way I had exercised it was. And although I don't think it should have provoked the reaction that it got, it still must have been so painful to the person that I treated in that way that she in turn retaliated and wounded me deeply. And that's one thing about wounding. When you wound somebody, the person who's wounded is going to wound you back harder, and then you're going to turn around and get back at them worse. And, you know, it just... it just mushrooms in this cycle of pain that goes on and on, and that's what we're seeing in the Middle East right now. You know, the wounding, but between those, whether it's Sunnis and Shias, or whether it's between Arabs and Jews, or Muslims and Christians, you know, the wounding, it just, somebody's got to break the cycle.
Yeah.
And it can happen in families, it can happen in nations, it happens in our whole world.
Yeah, excellently spoken. Great job. All right, what we're going to do is we're visiting with Ann Graham Lotz, and we're talking about the event that's taking place September 22nd at Maranatha Chapel, starting at 6 p.m. with Ann Graham Lotz and Pastor Ray Bentley, going to be talking and sharing with folks. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and just spend a few more minutes. Ann, if you've got that time with us, we'd appreciate it. And just keep talking about the wounding, because this is, to me, one of the great undiscovered groups in Christianity, that people that have been wounded and have floated out of the church and have no way to come back because nobody's extending grace and mercy and kindness, and nobody's extending acceptance. And so we're going to talk about that when we return. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. You don't want to go anywhere, because this is the best radio.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement. Jason Barth with Park Place Funding is offering KPRZ listeners 3.5% APR at no cost. Let him meet with you and show you how he can get you 3.5% at no cost. Call 949-282-8428. 949-282-8428. It only takes a few minutes to see if you qualify. But don't wait, this offer won't last. Call Jason at 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can go to parkplacefunding.net. And don't forget to ask for Jason. Plus, right now, every loan done through Jason at Park Place Funding, Jason will turn around and supply a backpack to a homeless child in Southern California through Feed the Children. Call Jason with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. Park Place Funding is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now, I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it, and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim, and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
The church should be a place of healing and hope, but sometimes it's where the deepest wounds are felt. Sunday, September 22nd, Ann Graham Lotz, popular author and speaker and daughter of Dr. Billy Graham, will bring a talk to help the healing begin at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego.
As I reflect back on my life, I'm sad to admit that the most devastating wounds I've experienced have been inflicted by God's people. Christians, people I had grown to love and trust and feel safe with. But God has taken me on a healing journey. I've written about some of my experiences in my new book, Wounded by God's People. I've learned that God loves wounded people and the wounders. I know. I've been both.
And Graham Lotz, Sunday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego. Churches, find out how to simulcast this special evening at your church. Call 858-613-7800 or go to maranathachapel.org.
Right now at Toyota Carlsbad during the wild end of summer sale, lease a new Camry today for just $199 a month. For details, call 1-855-315-4446. That's 1-855-315-4446. Toyota Carlsbad, I-5 Cannon Road, Car Country Carlsbad.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM here in San Diego. We're having an excellent time with Ann Graham Lotz, who's going to be speaking at the Maranatha Chapel on Sunday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. Her and Pastor Ray Bentley are going to be ministering to the people, and this event is wide open. If you want any information, you can contact the church. You can also get information on this event on kprz.com. Again, Anne, I want to thank you for being a part of our show here on the David Spoon Experience.
It's my pleasure, David. Thank you.
Okay, this is some great, really close to my heart material that we've been talking about, because we've been talking about the event, and we were talking about the event, and also we're talking about the new book that you've written, Wounded by God's People. And to me, there's a group of people in Christianity that have been hurt in a church, and because in many minds the church represents God himself, there becomes sometimes a detachment for certain people from the Lord because of the events that took place at the church. Does your book address that?
Yeah, you know, what you said is so true. And George Barna has come out with statistics that show that the majority of people that leave the church because they've been hurt by somebody in the church. And it's a huge percentage of people that are out there. And one of the things that got my attention is that I kept bumping into them, people that were, what I would consider a solid believer, but they're not in a church fellowship. And then you start asking questions and you wonder, you know, why are they not within the church? And the reason is because they've been hurt, and they've been there, done that. You know, they're just tired of it. And I think, oh, it's just so sad. And yet I understand, because I've been there twice. I told you earlier about the one experience. We were outside of that church, outside of church for a year after that. And then there was another time when we were in a church plant. My husband had helped to get it started, and it had been going about 5 years. And they called a young pastor, and the young pastor, it was his first pastorate, and somebody on the board of elders decided they didn't like him. And he'd only been there like 3 months. And so he began this whisper campaign. And one thing led to another. After months of just private, behind closed door meetings, they moved this young pastor out. You know, they ran him out of the church. And when he left, my husband and I left. And I know exactly what it feels like to walk out of a church and think, I never want to come back. I never want to be back in church. I don't want to put up with this kind of mess anymore. And so we came back. I didn't go to church for a year. I stayed at home and watched TV. You know, I'm in the southeastern part of the United States. We get some pretty good church programs on TV. And I just thought, I'm just going to sit here. I cannot handle this anymore. But God is so gracious. And the day we left the church, my husband got a phone call, and it was from a young friend who had another friend who's coming in this area to plant a church, and asked if my husband would help him. My husband did, and I just had nothing to do with it. I didn't want to be anywhere near it. But anyway, one thing led to another. A year to the day that we left that church, we were back planting another church, and
wow,
that's where we are now. And it's not perfect, but God is using it to change lives, and I'm just thrilled to see the impact that it can make in our community. So, you know, it should never be that we would be wounding each other like that. But My concern is for the ones that you're talking about, the ones who've left, and maybe they've left God as a result. And one of the reasons I wrote this book, I want them to know that God loves them. God is seeking them. God, I think, put this book heavy on my heart to reach out to them, to let them know that He loves them, that He's not like the people that have misrepresented Him. And just to woo them back and let them know that you can be healed. You know, that's a big part of this book, that you can be healed of your wound. It doesn't mean that you won't hurt, but you don't have to live in the bitterness, the anger, the unforgiveness. You can get past that and embrace what God has for you. And in the end, David, God will sort it out. God will hold those people accountable. So we don't have to exercise vengeance. We don't have to punish them. We can just be free to get on with what God has for us.
Yeah, great stuff. All right, so the new book by Anne Graham Lott, it's Wounded by God's People. And there's a lot of people that'll hear that title and go, I get that. Where do people pick this up? Can they get the book through Amazon? Can they get the book through different channels? Where can they get this?
They can get it anywhere. So it should be, I know it's on Amazon. It would be any bookstore that they go to, Christian bookstore, Barnes & Noble. I'm not sure. I believe Maranatha has a bookstore. You can get it at our ministry website, just anngrahamlotts.com. We have it on our website, so it should be everywhere.
Okay, and then people, you're on Sunday when you do the event with Pastor Ray, you're going to be signing books there at the event, is that right?
That's right. I told him I'd stay a little while afterwards, and because of the time change, it's going to be a little difficult, because if it's 9 o'clock, that'll be midnight my time. But I'll do the best I can for as long as I can.
Well, that's very awesome of you. Everybody's going to appreciate that. All right, let me ask you this, and then we'll bring it to a wind down. But I have to ask you. There's like three questions. Two are very minor, so they won't be long. But here's the question on the book. In regards to the book, I know you do a focus on Hagar. I mean, you do some pursuit, right? In regards to her life. What brought you to the Wounded by God's People book and then the connection to Hagar?
Well, Hagar is the one that brought it to my attention. And she, I'd done a study on the life of Abraham and written the book, The Magnificent Obsession, which is, Abraham's one of my mentors, and I just handled his biography in that book, and I love it. He pursued knowing God in a relationship that God called a friendship, which is what I want. It's my life's goal. It is my magnificent obsession. But in Abraham's story is this little sub-story of Hagar, and she just caught my attention, and I couldn't get her off my mind, and I went back and I did a Bible study on her, and she was a little Egyptian slave that had been given to Abraham by Pharaoh. She's listed as lower than the camels in the list of gifts, so she was just a nothing. She was given to Abraham and Sarah, and she lived in their home for 10 years, just serving Sarah, and you know she'd come to love them, respect them, trust them, feel safe with them, and then one day Sarah comes to her and says, Hagar, you're going to go sleep with my husband. I want you to have his baby, you know, and I mean, just would rock her world, and so she was wounded. Of course, Sarah was already wounded because she was barren. She wounds Hagar by commanding her to do such a thing, and then Hagar gets pregnant, and she in turn wounds Sarah as she despises Sarah, who'd never had a baby, and now Hagar is pregnant with her husband's baby, and so Sarah turns around and wounds Hagar again. She abuses her, and Hagar runs away, and that's the first time we see the Lord chasing her. It's the sweetest thing, because theologians tell us that a theophany is Jesus in the Old Testament in visible form. So we don't know his name and all that until Bethlehem, but he appeared in the Old Testament from time to time, and the first time he appears in the Old Testament is to Hagar as she's running away on that desert road, this little pregnant slave, and she's going back home. She's going back to Egypt, and the angel of the Lord, Jesus, comes to her and questions, you know, what she's doing, where she's going, does she want to think it through, and in the end, she says, Hagar, he says, you've got to go back to Sarah. And he takes her back, but she names the place where she met him, the one who sees me. This is the Lord who sees me. And she established a personal relationship with God at that point. It's so sweet. And then you just go on, you know, 14 years later, her son that she bore, Ishmael, persecuted, Sarah did have a son and persecuted her son. And then Abraham had to throw Hagar and Ishmael out of the home. So we see this time God commanding Abraham to wound Hagar, and she's thrown out of his house, And it's just the whole story is one that's you'll be amazed, I think, when you read this book, how it unfolds. It's a small story, but it's packed full of lessons for you and me.
That's
and for
cool.
those who've been wounded by God's people.
That's awesome. You know, one of my favorite passages in that, because I know that text well, being born and raised Jewish and then growing up that way, the Genesis 21:18, where God says, arise, lift up the lad,
yes,
and hold him by the hand. I mean, to me, it's like it's the arise, like, okay, you've been hurt, get up. It's time,
yes,
to get up, you know, lift up the lad. You got a purpose here. Make this child strong and hold him by the hand and guide him. I love that portion. It's just one of those great, great things.
And it's so sweet because she did, and then God told her. He said, Hagar, you know, I'm going to take care of you. Here's some water, and I'm going to make you the mother of nations. And Ishmael is going to be the father of nations. And the first thing Hagar does is to get a wife for her son. And so, and you know she's embracing the future God had for her, which, yeah, is one of the secrets of getting over all of this mess, is that you forgive the person who's wounded you, and you reach out, you do something for them, and then you just move on into what God has for you. You don't live in the past, and,
okay,
you can't live, you know, wondering what would it have been like if I still was in Abraham's home and I was wealthy and I had servants to take care of me. And instead, she just had to let it all go and move forward into the life that God had planned for her. And as a result, you know, 4,000 years later, we're talking about her.
Yeah, that's some excellent material. A lot of connection there to Joseph as well, who went through a,
yes,
kind of a very, very dark thing, but then that was all the purpose of the Lord, and we talked
that's
about
right.
that just on the show last week. Great job. Here's my last question, then I'm going to let you go, but this is a question that's completely different than anything else. Now, you're going to be at Maranatha Chapel on Sunday, September 22nd at 6 p.m., and that's 10752 Coastwood Road in San Diego. People can get information on the event from kprz.com, but I got to ask you this last question before I let you go. This is really important to me, and I promised somebody I'd ask you this. Ready?
Okay.
What's the greatest lesson you learned from your mom?
The greatest lesson, you know, there were probably several, but probably the one that stands out is just her love for Jesus as he revealed himself to her through the Word. She taught me to love my Bible and to love Jesus through my Bible. In fact, I was asked to write a blurb for a new edition of the Bible that's coming out, and they wanted to know what my first Bible was. And so I described this navy leather-bound King James Version Bible that was given to me the day I was baptized. And in it, Mother wrote an inscription that said, I'll just have to paraphrase it because I don't have it right in front of me, but that this is your one sure guide in an unsure world. She said to read it, study it, love it, live it, and it has a verse for every occasion.
That's awesome.
And I thought, you know, her admonition to me, I was 9 years old at that time, but I've taken her advice, done what she said, and now at my age, I'm so thankful, David. There's nothing you can invest your life in that will bear more fruit, that will mean more to you as you grow, than reading, studying, loving, living by God's Word. And she did that herself, and she taught me by her example, and she also taught me by her words.
Awesome. And Graham Lotz, the book Wounded by God's People, also going to be at Maranatha Chapel on September 22nd, 6 p.m. You got to look up that information on kprz.com. And it was my privilege, my honor, to be able to talk to you and share with you as brother and sister in the Lord. I know your story well, and I appreciate that the Lord has blessed you and given you the ability to put it together. And by the grace of God, may it minister to thousands upon thousands who are out there sitting on the sidelines, wounded, not knowing that somebody cares.
That's right. Thank you, David. God bless you.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I just want to thank you for joining us here on 1210 AM KPRZ in San Diego. We're going to take a short break, and we come back. You know, I never know what we're going to do, so we'll find out. See you then.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
In North County, South County, and everywhere in between, there's a Mossy dealership close by and ready to serve you. When you're shopping for a new or used vehicle, there's only one place to go, Mossy. Discover how easy car shopping can be at Mossy.com. That's Mossy.com.
This is Chris and Terry Clark inviting you to consider Christian education and Mira Mesa Christian School.
Mira Mesa Christian School has been partnering with parents to achieve your child's full spiritual and academic potential for 33 years.
Mira Mesa Christian School is accredited through Western Association of Schools and Colleges and the Association of Christian Schools International.
We believe that God gives every student different gifts, and we work with each student to develop a biblical worldview that supports excellence excellent character development.
Mira Mesa Christian School partners with parents, and we partner with KPRZ to offer half-price tuition.
Visit KPRZ.com to learn more about half-price tuition offered at great Christian schools throughout San Diego County.
Go to KPRZ.com and click on the half-price tuition banner today to give your child a great Christian education.
Blessings on you as you go from Mira Mesa Christian School and KPRZ.
Hi, this is Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. With me is top real estate broker and short sale specialist Vince Scuncio. So Vince, what is a short sale?
A short sale is when a homeowner sells their home for less than what is owed to the bank.
Are there benefits to a short sale?
The main benefit is avoiding foreclosure and eliminating your debt obligations while reducing the long-term damage to their credit.
How about disadvantages?
Deciding upon a short sale is one of the most complex legal decisions a person may ever make. And as you know, Sean, most people rely on unqualified real estate agents to get their legal advice.
You know, you're right, Vince. I see it all the time. People coming in with major legal issues that could have been avoided had they spoken to us first. And that's why right now we are going to offer all KPRZ listeners a free attorney consultation. If you're considering a short sale, you owe it to yourself to call Doan now. If you have a loan, call Doan 760-746-4476. Again, 760-746-4476, or visit us at doanlaw.com.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24-7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Hey, that's a new one. It's davidspoon@gotcom. Is that like .com?
It's kind of like got milk,
yeah,
.com.
It's a got, yeah, so it's .com. That's what it is. davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow me on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Ooh, another good one. This segment brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control, and our very own friend Sue Freeze, a.k.a. the Termite Lady. Da-da-da-da. Whose own child suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms. You know, I'm going to rewrite this so I can do this like I'm doing like a Superman thing, right? Whose own child suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to chemicals in the home. Is that great? You know, E. coli. Now, here's the great thing. They use microwave, electrogun, and patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tanning. $100 off still. I can't believe she's doing this another week. $100 off still. Any work that you get, any termite work you get this month, call E. coli at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Or ask us, or you can just go to the E-Cola website, ecolatermite.com. Let's just make sure you get that right. E-C-O-L-A termite. ecolatermite.com. Don't forget, Sue has her show on KPRZ, 4 p.m. on 4 p.m. on Saturday. What about, boy, I'm like a day off. You know what it is? We did the food thing. Well, before everybody got on, we did the, it's a restaurant week here, San Diego Restaurant Week. And whenever it's restaurant week, we have some people come in, and we had Chef Joe and Chef Jason on, and they came in from Katsuya, which is a Japanese restaurant, and they fed us, and now we're all walking around like walruses. What?
You know, Dave, I'm going to stuff myself with one type of food. Japanese is a great way to go.
It's some pretty amazing stuff. Okay, so going back to ecolatermite.com, you call 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Go to ecolatermite.com. Here's the key about Sue. Inspirational lady, very powerful, loves people. Here's the key. She will take care of any kind of needs you have, termite or pest control. Okay, so actually, next segment, we're going to play that interview with those other gentlemen. That's what we're going to do. I do want to talk about this, and I only have about 5 minutes, 4 minutes. So the wife and I, what did we do? We spent the weekend, as it is known in the nether regions, is called chilling like a villain. We were chilling like a villain. And I wanted to say the Chargers game was good for a heart attack. Holy moly. If they'd have lost that game, you'd hear me just going like this. Like this. That'd be me banging my head against the microphone. But they did win, so that was good. My Michigan Wolverines, they won, but man, they almost got beat by the mighty Akron. Who? Nobody even knows it. Their last, the team's name is Zips, like Ziploc bags. And, the fact that Michigan was even, 30 points close to them shows that Michigan got a lot of work to do. But I don't care, because tonight is the first time the Detroit Red Wings play, even though they're playing Pittsburgh, and I hope they kill them by a bazillion goals. I think that's fair. Here's what we did that's different. Tell me what you think of this. This is that part I didn't share with you. We watched a movie together, and I don't know if you watched this movie or not, Robo Producer, but we watched the movie Trouble with the Curve.
Trouble. Never even heard of it.
Trouble with the Curve. Clint Eastwood.
I already like it.
And Justin Timberlake is in it, and three other people that you would know, but I can't remember. I can't remember. In fact, it's so funny. Every time we watch anything, I just turn to the wife and go, who's that? What'd they play in? Who's that? She's like an encyclopedia on stuff like that.
All you really need to know about that movie? Clint Eastwood.
Well, here's the key. They hit on a formula. I'll tell you why it's successful. You want to know why? It's a chick flick that revolves around baseball. Did you hear that? It's a chick. He's a scout for the Atlanta Braves. And it's a kind of a chick flick, father flick, a lot of crying. At least my wife was doing a lot of crying. Anyway, this is what I realized. These guys are geniuses. They're brilliant. These are the smartest people in the world. They made a movie by putting these two things together, baseball and romance and family. It's like genius. That's genius, because I was watching for the baseball, and the wife was watching for the romance and the family stuff, like the family, like is the daughter connecting with the father, and everybody's weeping, and so on and so forth. So here's my response to this. Any kind of movie that's a little bit for her and a little bit for me, now you're cooking. Now you got it. You got it going on. Now you understand what's going on here. Personally, I didn't, the main subplot or the main plot was, all about the distant relationship, which really wasn't as distant as maybe either one thought. And then the bottom line is, it turns out there was a horrible thing that happened to the girl, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to ruin the movie. But you know what the great part is? Baseball was in the movie. It's a movie with baseball. I can watch that. I can handle that. So I will recommend that. On the other side, guess what else we saw? You probably saw this. Olympus Has Fallen. Did you see that?
That, my friend, is a good movie.
Here's the problem I have with the movie. And you should know whenever I set this up, you should know where I'm going with this. Here's the problem I have with the movie. Too many liberal actors doing a movie that's too steeped in violence for them to ever speak again. Ever.
Enough.
Ever. I mean, Ashley Mudd was in the movie, and she died in the very beginning, right? And then the rest of the movie, there's about 4,000 bullets that go off in the next 10 minutes. It's like, I don't want to hear anything from any actor ever about violence anywhere. And we had that disaster that took place today. I don't want to hear anything from Hollywood. They'd have more violence. They promote more violence than anybody I know in the world. And it's just like, even I thought, well, I guess that's pretty gory. And it's like, it wasn't realistic because it was North Korea, you know, taking down the White House. That's not realistic, people. That's ridiculous. They can't even launch a missile. They launched a missile. It crashed. I don't know what it is. People thinking that North Korea is going to do this. They can't even direct it. I'm not even sure if they know how to fly a kite without running into problems. Anyway, it wasn't my favorite. But anyway, that's what happened. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got kind of a DDD. It's not really a DDD. It's like a life lesson that I want to talk about. Something that occurred to me yesterday that I thought I better share. When we come back, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
The kids are back to school, so it's time to clean those carpets. Call Zero Res for the back-to-school sale price of $99. Call 858-486-4100, 858-486-4100. Zero Res.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Dog owners, you have to listen to this. We have exciting news for our four-legged wonderful friends. It's called Pet Refresh, a new patented revolutionary product that eliminates dog itching and odor. You heard it right. Eliminates dog itching and odor. Pet Refresh is so easy to use. You simply spray it on and the itching and smell are gone. It's not a masking agent or perfume, and it gets right to the root of the itching and odor, germs. It's safe and laboratory tested, and it works. It really works. And once your pet is odor-free, you can spray it all over your home and car to eliminate those odors. Go to buypetrefresh.com. That's B-U-Y, petrefresh.com. And see what this amazing product can do for your pet and your home. That's buypetrefresh.com. You won't regret it. Come here, buddy. I love you. Attaboy.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
But you've got to play it fair.
the David Spoon Experience. What a great sound clip that was. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Very apt for the discussion we're having. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. You know what we haven't done all hour? The weather.
Yeah, what's it look like? Got to know for my drive home.
Weather looks good. Weather good. Let's see. Driving. Safe. That's what I go with. Good weather. Safe. Driving. Okay, good. All right, there you go. All right, so I thought of this thing that came to my mind. See, every once in a while, I'll go to bed, and then in the middle of the night, I have this reminder thought. Okay, now most people call that schizophrenia. Personally, I think if you're quiet,
Dave calls it creative.
Yeah, I would call it divine schizophrenia. So the Lord reminds me of something. It's like then I'm like, oh, I gotta share. So here's what I want to talk about. Now listen to this. This is a very very short segment, so even you can listen to this whole thing because it's only 3 minutes. It's not like a sermon. No, I mean, sermons are great. It's, you know, it's the sermons that go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes too long after the first 10 minutes. Come on. It's a joke, people. My pastor preaches so good. He can, you know, Jesus' longest recorded sermon was 26 minutes. Okay. And then Paul's really, 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 really long sermon was so good. Not one word of the sermon is recorded, but they did talk about a guy who was in the third floor who fell asleep and fell out of the window and died that Paul had to bring back to life.
You know what's hysterical about Jesus' longest sermon being 26 minutes?
Huh.
The KPRZ format for our most of our teaching shows, 26 minutes.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's amazing, too, because people think, well, if I give them, you know, it's like college. You go to college. You know, retention in college is 30-some-odd minutes out of a 60-minute class. And you're just like going, well, if that's the case, why is the class so long? It's just like, oh, duh. Right, that's right. You just, you know, just chew them up and spit them out, Dave. Okay, anyway, so I woke up and I had this thought. Listen to this thought. This is a very bizarre thought. Life is a game. Play the game of Risk.
I love the game of Risk.
What's this? For those of you who are on the fence regarding a decision that you're about to make, because some of you are on the fence regarding a decision you're about to make, how do I know that? Because I go through that too. Just like you are. Just we're all the same in this. Listen to this. Listen to this. For those of you that are on the fence regarding a decision, here's my response. Ready? Playing it safe means that you never get out of the boat. When Jesus walked on the water and Peter was in the boat and he said, well, let me come unto you, Lord. And Jesus goes, come on out. Water's fine. Okay, so he got out of the boat. Not getting out of the boat meant there would have only been one water walker. There is scripturally two because the Bible says Peter walked, W-A-L-K-E-D, on the water. I don't think he went very far, but he did walk. But if he never got out of the boat, he never would have known. He never would have had the chance. Getting out of the boat requires faith. Now, watch this formula. Getting out of the boat requires faith. God loves it when his people operate in faith. Faith involves risk. Chickens don't play the game of Risk. Don't be a chicken. How'd you get that? I got to just listen to that. Getting out of the boat requires faith. God loves it when his people operate in faith. Faith involves risk. Chickens don't play the game of Risk. Don't be a chicken. Come on, that's a solid. Sometimes you just have to go for it. I'll just tell you this. When I moved to California, I had a house in Flagstaff, Arizona, right? I had the house on the market, got an offer like the third month, didn't take it. Got another offer, another offer, another offer. A year later after I put the house up, I said, that's it. I'm gone. Got a truck, loaded the truck while I was loading the truck with my house, at my house. I got two offers. The house sold while I was loading the truck. Sometimes you just got to go for it and trust the Lord will take care of the stuff behind you. That's just what you got to do. Sometimes got to get out of the boat. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, tons of fun for everyone. The umpire and Satan pitching a game. He'll do his best. Strike you out, but keep playing just the same. You know Daniel's.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.